my family, the church family, was teasing me this morning that I was nervous. And I'm like, you're not nervous. So, Finding Faith in the Beaten Path series. In case you don't know, I'm Krista Payne, and I'm excited to be here with y'all this morning. And I hope what I have to say will put the Spirit of the Lord in your heart and a smile on your face. And thank you for my daughter for showing up. That was very sweet. Rob asked me when I told him that I'd like to do the message. He said, great. He said, do you know what you'd like to talk about? And I said, yes. Why are there so many churches? And he picked out the sermon title, which I was like, wow, perfect. He's really good at those words. One God, many churches. All right. When I thought about this, I Googled how many churches are in the Gahanna area. Yeah, you're right. You are right on. Donna said 50-some. The number is 52 in the Gahanna area. And it's 10 times that in the Columbus area. 529. Wow. Why? So many just leave those beautiful old buildings to build a great big church with an auditorium. Is that what they're looking for? One Sunday, Pastor Rob said, God is bigger than any building. Has he seen the size of some of those buildings? Just saying. Each church has its own personality. Some people like the good old revival kind of service. Or maybe one who has an awesome choir. Or, of course, the children's services. That's very important. I realize that. If we have some children, we would have the greatest children's services in the world. So let's bring them kids in. Okay. Sometimes you just feel at home. Because our church family is just that. Family. Love. Well, other people are looking for more structure. That's not me. As most of you know, I'm a little wild and crazy. And for Scott, if he's watching, and loud. Yes, I've been accused of that before. But God, I say to him every day, thank you for loving me, Lord, because I know I'm a handful. And he looks down and says, that's my Krista, and I do love you. All right, have you ever passed by a church sign that just makes you chuckle all the way home? Well, I read one that says, can't sleep? Check out one of our sermons. Well, I know that's not true because it was in a Baptist church. And if any of y'all ever been to a Baptist church, you know you're not going to get any sleep. I had an uncle who was a Free Will Baptist preacher. God rest his soul. But I've been to many Baptist churches, and they're very moving and inspirational. Oh, while churches in Europe are world famous for their historical value and their beautiful architecture, the ones in America are known for their notoriously funny and clever church signs. I like this one. Too hot to keep changing sign. Sin bad, Jesus good, detailed inside. Hey, that's short, sweet, and simple. That's right. Or maybe forgive your enemies. It messes with their minds. This one fit perfectly for yesterday. With all this rain, we need an ark. Fear not. Wait for it. We know a guy. The guys are on it. What's missing from CH? Blank, blank, CH. You are. I like that one. definitely fitting for our church. For the persons who stole our air conditioners, keep one. It's going to be hot where you're going. Just saying. The Bible is full of warm and magical stories. Jeannie shared with us a few weeks ago that she met one of the first verses she ever memorized. It stuck with her. Well, we all know John 3:16 and the 23rd Psalm. One of my absolute favorites is Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Does that mean we're supposed to go to all nations and baptize them? Well, that's what the Bible says. We have missionaries, but doesn't say just missionaries should go. I don't know. So, the Bible also says that we should build our church on a rock. Well, that doesn't sound very comfortable. That's one reason that I believe that there are so many churches. People read the Bible and interpret its meaning different ways. I, for one, thought some of the stories were fables to express a point. Not my dad. Mm-mm. If it said Jonah was in the whale, Jonah was in that whale. No questions. Are we supposed to build, like I said, a church on a rock? Matthew 16:18 says the rock upon which Jesus would build his church. Jesus said, "Now I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." My Bible was given to me by a lady that's not here anymore. She's very special to me. It is the Life Application Study Bible. And it has a reference on each page of what the verses meant. Well, Peter, which means rock, reminds Christians that they are the churches built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. Matthew 21:42. Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. It's nice to know that all these churches have Jesus as the cornerstone, or we sure hope so. When I was researching churches, which, I mean, those are just verses that have to do with the word church in them. So this one really stuck with me. 1 Corinthians 14:34-35. Should women speak in the service? Wow. And this is in the New Testament. Should... It said, women should be quiet during church meetings. I thought this was pretty apropos, because I'm so quiet and shy. Okay. It is not proper for them to speak. They should be submissive, just as the law says. If they have any questions, they should ask their husbands at home. I know, what do you do? Or it is improper for women to speak in church. Well, my reverend explained, does this mean that women should not speak in church in today's service? Chapter 11, verse 5 says that women prayed and prophesied in public worship. It is also clear in chapter 12 through 14 that women are given spiritual gifts and are encouraged to exercise them in the body of Christ. Women have much to contribute and can participate in worship services. Okay. I even looked up the different types of churches here in Gahanna. There are five
community churches, 2 Lutheran, 2 Presbyterian, 2 Methodist, 5 Baptist, 1 Catholic. Well, not to mention the churches like New Life, One Church, Truth Fellowship, New Beginnings, on and on and on, that doesn't share what type of church it is. So whether you're looking for a small church like ours, or a church with an auditorium, and 3 services on Sunday and a couple on Saturday, wow, you certainly have your pick. Well, we all remember the story of Babel that we just heard from Amy a little bit ago. Wikipedia describes it as the tower of... That's a hard word! Wikipedia describes it as the Tower of Babel from Hebrew. In Genesis 11, 1 through 9, is an origin myth meant to explain why the world's people speak different languages. I've heard it was explained as the people were speaking in tongues. Could I have my helpers come up with me? Since we didn't have a lot of children here today, actually none, I asked my choir members to come up and lend me a hand. So help yourself, grab something, and there you go. And we're going to build the Tower of Babel. All righty? Just go ahead and start wherever you want, and then start building it, okay? Yeah, anywhere. I've got on top of me, so there you go. And I made this little song up. It's so cute. The people built the Tower of Babylon, Babylon, Babylon. The people built the Tower of Babylon for the Lord they wanted to see. So the Tower of Babylon, Babylon, Babylon. So the Tower of Babylon got higher and higher, called heaven is where they wanted to be. Oh, that didn't come out good. Anyway, but God said no. Stay up here. That God said no, this is not how to get to heaven. And the wall came tumbling down. Oh, you guys are great. Oh. And lo and behold, they couldn't understand each other.
The only way to get to heaven is by becoming a Christian. which you do so by accepting Christ as your own personal Savior. I was teasing my daughter that this would be a good place to have an altar call. I was kidding. But why not? Well, I'm not worthy. Or am I? Matthew 3, verses 13 through 17, is where Jesus asked John to baptize him. John was reluctant to do so because baptism is for forgiveness of sin. Yet God, Jesus is God's son, and therefore sinless. So John does not feel worthy to baptize him. Have you ever been to a Billy Graham crusade? Wow. Talk about the Holy Spirit being there. It's very moving. And remember when I mentioned the sign that said, "Our sermons will put you to sleep"? Believe me, I've been to many Baptist churches, services, and at the end they always have an altar call. Somebody said, "Well, what is an altar call?" Well, that's when you say to them, "If anybody feels the need and the desire to be saved, come forward," something like that. And so no, we're not going to have an altar call. But I would like everyone to raise your hand and repeat after me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For loving me.
For loving me.
Forgiving me.
Forgiving me.
And allowing me to be a Christian.
Allowing me to be a Christian.
To follow you.
To follow you.
And someday live forever in heaven by your side.
And someday live forever in heaven by your side.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very, very much. And I want to thank all my helpers and all of you for allowing me to share my thoughts with you today. God bless you.